it for the money, and afterward to Cory Doctorow's With a Little Help by Russell Galen. I'm Cory's literary agent. I advise him on various business and editorial aspects of his writing, and I negotiate licenses to commercial organizations like book publishers and movie studios. When I sell a piece of writing, I receive 15% of what the author makes. That's how I make a living. I need to keep my clients happy, which means selling whatever they need me to sell. A small press deal could earn me as little as $150. The same client might have a bestseller that earns me enough to put a kid through college. I handle all these deals, large and small, because that's what you do when taking care of a writer's entire body of work. There isn't always a lot, but there's always something in it for me. In the case of this volume, we're not licensing any rights to any organization, and so there are no fees or royalties due the author, and therefore nothing for me to take 15% of. And yet I've happily been one of Cory's friends, putting the project together, giving him business advice, composing contracts, and maintaining records. Why would I do such a thing? It's not pro bono. I'm only in it for the money. Publishing economics are ridiculous. Suppose we'd sold this volume to a conventional publisher, and let's call it a trade paperback selling for $15.95. The author's share would be 7.5% of the cover price, or $1.17. We're leaving 92.5%, $14.78, to the bookstores and publishers. There's no way to negotiate a better share for the author because most of that $14.78 goes to people who won't reduce their share. Bookstores, paper suppliers, printers, warehouses, shippers, the publisher's landlord, and so on. It's a business model that enables only a fraction of authors to make a living, while employees of publishing houses enjoy solid middle-class lives. Most authors need a job or a supportive spouse to be able to create books. Or if they can support themselves from writing, their income is frighteningly erratic. Bad as that model is, we'll soon look back on it as a golden age, because the future will be worse. Book sales have been losing ground to new media for a generation and haven't bottomed yet. As a result, authors' incomes are way down. Those of us who work on the business side of writing have always tried to think of new ways for writers to make money, but now that quest is taking on a new desperation. New technologies might make it possible to cut out some of the middlemen, enabling writers to derive more income from each copy sold and to reach more readers. We need to find out if this can work. I've built a career within the conventional publishing industry, but would I care if that industry were destroyed by a new model? Editors out of work, bookstores taken over by rats and squatters? Not really. As long as there's a way for writers to get their work to readers and be paid adequately, I'm content. All of us in the industry are a mere support structure. We don't have intrinsic value. We're there to help writers find readers. Anyone who's no longer doing that and has become an obstacle needs a new job. It's not just that there might be a way for writers to earn more from each copy of a book they sell. The current model ensures that only certain kinds of books can be published commercially in the first place. For instance, like most people, I have my own little area of passionate interest. In my case, it's nature, wildlife, and the environment. Sometimes I can help an author create a commercial book about that subject, but all too often, the material is too narrow and specialized. Commercial publishers can't touch such books, and so they either don't get published or are published by small presses. When I daydream about a new publishing model, this is what I dream of. Not my $1 million clients becoming $5 million clients. That'd be nice, but I don't daydream about it. What I dream about is the book about slime mold that can't be created, because it would sell 2,500 copies and earn the author less than $5,000. I dream that using new technologies and new distribution methods, we could find a way to sell 10,000 copies and earn the author $20,000, making the book doable. You don't have to share my interest in slime mold, which is actually fascinating, but don't get me started, to see that there are millions of worthy books that will never find a mass audience or interest a commercial publisher. That's what we're trying to do here. Experiment with a new publishing model that might sell more books to more people and keep more of the selling price for the author. Where do I fit in? I can imagine a world where there's no bookstore or publisher, but I can't imagine a world in which authors operate alone, without a business partner, editorial consultant, or manager. I know Corey needs me. I just can't figure out how he's going to pay me. I'm in this project to explore that question. For Corey to pay me, he first must make money for himself. Literary agents should only be paid on a commission basis, as a percentage of what the author earns. For me to prosper, my clients must prosper. That means that if I'm to benefit from this mode of publishing, it must be profitable, so that I can receive some share of the profits. I don't know if with a little help will be profitable, but it has the potential to earn a profit. If it doesn't, it won't be because the model is wrong, but because we did it wrong or because the time wasn't right. We'll learn, change the formula, wait for the culture or technology to evolve, and then come back and try again. I hope to take what I learn and do a better job next time, advising Corey or other clients one day how to make money from this mode of publishing. I'm trying to be as useful to him as I can, but I'm really preparing for a time when this might be my primary source of commissions. In this new model, the term literary agent might fall out of use, since the word agent means the person who gets you the money. Already, some agents prefer the word manager to provide a broader sense of our role as literary counselors and not mere deal makers. But I like the word agent because it is my job to find you the money. Managing is simply one of the skills an agent uses to get that money in the first place, like a used car salesman who details the car before showing it to customers. What will change is where the money comes from and what kind of skills I'll need to help get it. It could be something like being a partner in a small business, with each book its own individual small business, and I would receive a share of those profits. It might not be as much fun as calling up some conglomerate, wresting a few million bucks out of its hide, and keeping 15% for myself. I'm going to miss that. In exchange, I won't have to listen to them either, and I won't have to devote my life to selling them only what they want to buy, which is not necessarily what I want to represent, or what my clients want to write, or what people want to read.